Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Lois Geller is here, too. Lois is one of our dear friends, so we're a longtime Brain Trust member, going back now more than 11 years as a member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of a number of books, including Direct Marketing, including Customers for Keeps, etc., etc. She's the founder and the president of Lois Geller Marketing. She's forgotten more about direct marketing than anybody else will ever know, and she's our good friend, Lois Geller. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me, Jim.
And she's accomplished all that and barely 29 years old, so she's so so impressive, all her accomplishments. Hey, Lois, thanks again for being with us. One of the things that's always been golden is a referral. But in the 21st century, in what I'm calling the age of the customer, I believe that's turned to platinum now, don't you? A referral is more valuable than ever, isn't it?
Well, it would be valuable to us right now. We just lost a major account that we've had for over 20 years.
Wow. Sorry about that.
So that's okay. So it happened about a week ago, and we went out to a Japanese restaurant because we always eat when we're nervous. And we went out to eat, and we talked about where our business has come from in the last, and it's over 35 years, really, that I've been in business on my own. And we talked about social media, and we talked about everything that I love to do. And one of my people, Pepper, who's been with me forever, said most of the best clients we have gotten are when you make a speech, because after I speak, people call up and they want to make appointments, or I showed something that they would like to have done. And so speaking has been one way that we have gotten a lot of business. And usually there are a few people in the audience that become people who refer and refer to us. Mm-hmm. And, in fact, I spoke at a luxury council dinner one night about 2 years ago, and a woman there was a realtor, has referred three pieces of business to us. She's one of our major referrers. Who would have thought, you know, somebody might say, well, if you're going around the room, go look for somebody who's a marketing person. Mm-hmm. Well, this person is a real estate person. And she was relocating people to Florida that were heads of major corporations, and she did refer a lot of business, and she continues to.
She's one of your champions, isn't she?
She is a champion, absolutely.
Yeah. And that's what you need. You need to find people, and you. I think you'll find this. I think the Pareto principle is alive and well in referrals, Lois. I think if you meet 10 people who refer you, you'll find that two of them will be doing the lion's share of the work for you.
It's quite amazing because I speak and
so, which I guess
write.
I'm sorry. So that mean what that means, folks, is you need more than one of these people.
Oh yes, you do. I have one who is the head of a major association in New York who's been referring business to us for a long time, and small pieces of business, but consistently, you know, and. So I wrote about it in my Forbes column last week about the power of referrals, because I had never really thought about it until we had this lunch.
Right.
I think about everybody that social media, and I think about direct mail all the time. That's my number one thought. Mm-hmm. And so I wrote about it, and I wrote about the fact that my cousin has been getting a lot of referrals up in Philadelphia, and his business is...
What is he doing? What do you think he's doing to get those referrals? What do you do to get referrals?
Well, I never had to really get referrals before. We always had this major account and then filled it in with other accounts, you know. But when I called up my cousin Barry in Philadelphia to ask him how he was doing so well, he said he belongs to BNI, which is a business
network. Business Network International. I've been telling people about that since 1999.
And so I wrote about it in my Forbes column that he's gotten so many referrals from it, and mostly because it's an organized way of getting referrals. He goes every week.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He has to give referrals, and he gets referrals there.
That's
and
what
he
they
follows
do
up with everybody.
Business Network, that's what they do, is they refer to people. And I'll tell you what else they do. They learn how to ask for referrals.
Exactly.
They don't just do it. They practice with each other.
And there is practice has made all the difference.
And there is a technique, there is a discipline to getting referrals. You got to know how to do it. You got to know who to ask. You got to know how to ask them. You got to know how to ask them to remember you. You got to help them know what to say when they do refer you. It's a discipline.
And I had no idea anything about it until he told me about it. So I wrote about it in Forbes. I put the BNI logo up there. And what happens? About 5 minutes after the article goes out, I get an email from Ivan Meisner, who is the founder and CEO.
He's been on my show 1,000 times in the last 12 years.
I can't believe it.
Yeah,
I just thought it was so nice. He thanked me profusely. He wrote to my cousin in Philadelphia and thanked him. For saying such nice things about BNI. My cousin read it to his whole chapter this yesterday when he had a meeting.
Right.
And one thing led to another, and I'm sure that whole thing just blossomed into more BNI members.
Yeah, probably did.
And it's an interesting thing, too, because I had never even heard of BNI in my travels.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah, they're truly international. But the thing is that the referral, getting referrals is more important than ever before, because it's harder and harder to get in to see a business decision maker.
It really is, because we have found that a lot of B2B emails aren't getting through very well anymore. You know, the open rate is dropping quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you even know who that business person is that you're supposed to get through to?
Right.
You might have a title, you know, but you don't even know the person's name. Anyway, I thought that was one way that it was kind of interesting. And then I realized that a lot of our referrals, like we got a lot of speaking referrals last year from LinkedIn.
Right.
LinkedIn is a great referral network too.
Yep. These are all electronic tools. This is all the impact of technology on the referral business. So, folks, think about this. I encourage you to check out BNI. I've been telling you about BNI with Ivan Meisner since 1999. It's interesting that Lois has caught on to them. Referrals, folks, they're golden. They might even be platinum now in the 21st century, in the age of the customer. When we come back, we're going to talk about another topic with our good friend Lois Geller. Lois Geller Marketing is her company. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.